In spite of reports to the contrary, the top U.S. civilian in Iraq insists he is not putting off plans for Iraqi self-government. Paul Bremer spoke today on a tour of the northern city of Mosul, where NPR's Guy Raz caught up with him.
Inside a Black Hawk helicopter, Bremer looked down on this ancient city along the Tigris. 500 feet above the ground, he could see the Tomb of Jonah, the ancient citadel, and the old city walls. Normally, the tour would end here, but the weather was good, so Bremer parted with his 25-pound flak jacket and hit the streets.
Assalamu alaikum.
You going to school?
Right. In the madrasa center?
Yes, there. Come back, please. Yes, sir. How old are you? 8 years, sir. 8 years.
Bremer has yet to walk the streets of Baghdad. It's still not safe to do so. It may be why there's been speculation that he'll delay creating a federal Iraqi administration in the capital. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that Bremer will wait to set up an interim Iraqi authority. But today, he denied that any such decision was either taken or being considered.
Well, I've read reports in the American press about the delay. I don't know where those stories are coming from because we haven't delayed anything.
But whether or not there will be a delay in Baghdad, a local administration is now functioning in Mosul. Mosul City Council was inaugurated 2 weeks ago. Today, Bremer attended a council meeting where Major General David Petraeus, the commanding officer here, introduced him to the local administrators.
Working together, Moslawis have had accomplishments here that are leading the way for the rest of Iraq.
What the Moslawis, or the people of Mosul, have done is to purge the university of former Ba'ath Party officials. Hunayn al-Hado, a member of Mosul's local government, says it's a start.
We are setting an example for other Iraqi cities, right? By electing, having a council, and trying to run the affairs of people, meeting their needs, satisfy them.
So Paul Bremer came here to find out why things seem to be working better in Mosul.
We know we have a security problem in Baghdad that is different from what we're seeing in Mosul, and one of the reasons I wanted to get out and see Mosul was because I think my experience as a diplomat has always been you shouldn't think that the capital city represents the whole country. This is a different area, they got a different approach, and I think they've done a wonderful job.
Mosul has its share of problems, gasoline shortages, and a lack of jobs. But here, unlike in Baghdad, more than three-quarters of the schools are back in operation, and crime is actually decreasing.
This has been a very important education in what the future of Iraq can look like.
Assalamu alaikum.
On the streets of Mosul, crowds of men thronged to catch a glimpse of a man many had never heard of. Rais, a young man asked a soldier, is this our president? Yes, answered the soldier, Rais. Guy Raz, NPR News, Mosul, in northern Iraq.